In New Orleans, an early storm surge from Hurricane Rita caused water to pour over the levee, protecting the neighborhood known as the Lower Ninth Ward. The Army Corps of Engineers had built a temporary gravel berm in a spot where Hurricane Katrina had breached the levee. The neighborhood was devastated by the last flood. Officials said they thought no one was still in the homes. NPR's Robert Smith traveled out to the Industrial Canal as the water rose.
So I'm climbing up the ladder on the west side of the Industrial Canal. We're trying to get a view of where the levee is over top without actually going in. So standing here on top of the seawall, you can see where the temporary levee is. It still is. It's just that the water's gone too high. The temporary levee is still about 6-7 feet below where the seawall is supposed to be. And apparently the water is just pouring over into the Lower Ninth Ward.
This is yowie.
On top of the flood wall with me is Heath Allen. You're from what station?
WDSU, News Channel 6, right here in New Orleans.
So you're from New Orleans. Does this happen often? It's this high?
No. I'm telling you, it's...
This didn't happen. This happened when I was 12 years old, and it was 40 years ago.
I'm sorry, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Sue Egan. I'm with the Orleans Levee District.
This was nowhere near this high yesterday.
This is all tidal surge coming in from... This is coming in from the Gulf through the Mississippi River Gulf outlet and the Intracoastal Waterway.
To get a better view, I've come up over here on the Claiborne Avenue Bridge. And from here, you can actually see the breach. It looks like, you know, Class 5 whitewater going over the breach and into the Lower Ninth Ward. And the water just goes, block after block after block. You know, it's hard to see how high because the houses there were mostly destroyed. But I talked to someone from the Oklahoma National Guard who was over there, and he said it was at least 4 or 5 feet deep of water. Also up here, we ran into Brigadier General Miles Deering.
One thing I've learned is you can't do anything about Mother Nature. You just have to let her take its course. And when you've got something like this, we just have to address it, and we have to ensure that all people we can get to safety are at safety. And my concern right now is the soldiers. And we've got a plan to, are in the process of evacuating soldiers on the outside. So, like I say, I'm getting the view you are right now. I just walked up and encountered this, so.
These severe winds are causing problems in other neighborhoods, too. I'm on a highway overpass that goes into the neighborhood of Bywater. And this highway overpass that goes over the Industrial Canal here was clear. It was clear 2 days ago. And now it dead ends into a huge lake of water, a lake that covers, I don't know, the 5, 6, 7, 8 blocks with houses on them, which are now officially reflooded. I can see the water lapping at the doorways, and the wind is just blowing this water into the houses. The fire department was here checking out the situation, and I ran into a New York fire department official. His name is Tim Collins. He's from Flatbush, and he told me what he saw.
It's just more flooding coming in, you know?
Is it the same areas that have been flooded before?
Yeah, they've been flooded before. You can see the water lines on the houses.
How deep is it? How close is it to the high water mark?
Right now it's a couple of feet, but it's going to get higher. It's getting higher as we speak, so.
Robert Smith, NPR News, on the edge of the Industrial Canal in New Orleans.